But as promised, we are joined right now by an offensive lineman for the Arizona Cardinals. He was an all-conference player at Houston, an Outland Trophy watch lister. He allowed just one sack all season. He was the 72nd pick overall in this year's draft. Arizona has had a really productive offseason. They were 5-10-1 last year. We are joined by Josh Jones. Josh, great to have you on. Before we talk about the draft and your journey overall, Josh, how are you and everybody around you doing right now in the middle of this really unusual time?
How you doing, Jim? Man, first I want to say thanks for having me on, and I appreciate you asking about me and my family. Me and my family, you know, we've been doing well. No health problems, no health issues. We've been pretty much able to stay safe. So
glad to hear that, Josh. Listen, really good to have you on. I'm glad we could do this. Hey, let's go back a little bit. You played your high school ball at George Bush High School in Richmond, Texas. You were also a really good basketball player. So what was it that made you pick football over basketball going forward?
I still have my love of the game of basketball. You know, like you said, I grew up playing it. Then when I got to Bush High School my sophomore year, when I transferred there, it was actually after my junior year, I look up. You know, I got like 20, you know, about 25 offers in football, you know, about one in basketball. So I guess it kind of, you know, picked this up.
All right. So that makes sense. So you get 25 offers, but you decide to play at Houston. So what was it about Houston that made you feel like that was the best spot of the 25?
First off, man, you know, just the main idea, me being able to stay home, you know, being able to play in front of my, you know, my family, my friends each and every week, you know, and then going into it, you know, I saw they had like an older old line there already. So I knew after a year or so, I'll be able to come in and be able to play early.
Now, Josh Jones joining us. Now, the thing about that is the journey is interesting in the sense that you worked with a number of offensive line coaches in your time at Houston. And there's a story that when Brandon Jones arrived there before your final year, he had it kind of in his head that you might be something of an underachiever. What do you remember about the arrival and your early days with him?
When this staff came in, as you said, you know, this is my fourth, you know, around my fourth coaching staff. You know, I was thinking about transferring. You know, I was thinking about going to another school. So I wouldn't say I was, you know, I wouldn't say I was all in. You know, my head was like in different places at the time. You know, thinking about transferring. I actually entered the transfer portal, I think for like a couple days, but then, you know, after going through the process and, you know, talking with you know, different people like mentors, my family, and then with Dana and Coach Jones, man, I decided, you know, to come back and, you know, help those guys try to build a culture there, even more of a winning culture there, and, finish where I started.
That's a really honest answer. I appreciate that. So you and Coach Jones have a conversation, and the two of you get real. It's a serious conversation. He said that he would help you maximize your potential, but that you had to meet him halfway. So what was that conversation like, and then what kind of an impact did that conversation have on you going forward?
That conversation, you know, I come in, I think it's the beginning of the summer, I come in his office, and, you know, we're talking about, you know, me being a transporter, me going to different places, and then he just breaks it down to me. You know, I tell him, like, you know, I know the goals, you know, I want, you know, for myself, and I know you have the power to help me, I know you have the tools to help me, and, you know, he stressed that, he was stressing that since he got there, and, you know, he said, if you meet me halfway, you know, I'm going to be here each and every day pushing you to be the best you can be, you know, but you just got to come in every day with the mindset that you want to be, you know, one of the best. So, you know, from there, you know, we just took off. Our relationship has, you know, gotten way better. You know, I talk to him almost every day, you know, so I really thank him for that.
Josh Jones joining us. In addition to that, he told you something that I think is fascinating. I think that anybody listening right now, anybody who wants to improve at anything, I think would take something from this. He said to you, quote, you've got to make the extra that you were doing become your baseline, the bare minimum. You have to push yourself past that, and you have to do it each and every day. That, to me, is fascinating. Like, that's got to become your baseline, and you have to do it every single day. So how were you able to find that new level? And then how good did it feel to see it translate on the field and to dominate the way you started to dominate?
At first, you know, it was a lot to take in. You know,
right.
Just changing your mindset, how you think, finding ways to, you know, to make time for certain stuff. But then after a while, you know, you find yourself deep into it. You find yourself loving the process. You find yourself loving the weight room, the extra time you stay in there. You love the extra time you stay in the film, the days you stay up late, you know, watching film, man, you start to fall in love with that and the passion. And then as you get out there on the field, you see your body changing. You see, you know, the results changing for you on the field and you being super successful. You know, it pays off, but then you can't stop there. You just got to keep going, keep pushing yourself.
Dude, I think that's awesome. I think that's amazing. Like, how long did it take you, like, to get that new mindset, to make that your new normal? Was that a matter of weeks or months? How long does that take?
Man, I feel like it kind of switched that day in his office when I came in there. I laid it all out to him, you know, what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And, you know, it just kind of switched from there. He can probably tell you the same, that it was a different person from that day on.
No, he did say that. He says of you right now, quote, "He's the best tackle I've had, and this will be my 12th year coaching Division I O-line. He just has it." So he went from saying, "I need more from you," to, "You're the best he's ever had." So clearly you did what was expected. See, going to the draft, you have that huge year, and then there's a lot of talk about how you're going to go in the first round, but you didn't, and then you weren't picked in the second round either. What was that experience like?
Honestly, man, it was tough. It was tough just because, you know, going into the draft, especially draft day, you know, you get the information from your agent and, you know, different sources that you're supposed to be, you know, if not a first-round pick, you wouldn't last, you know, 10, 15 picks into the second round. So that's just what we were expecting. You know, my agent prepared me to go into the second. But, you know, after falling that low, man, you know, the kind of pressure sits on you. You know, how far am I going to fall? But ultimately, man, it ended up being good. I was able to get out there with the Arizona Cardinals with a great team. You know, I'm just happy to be blessed, and I'm blessed to be able to be in this position. But it was tough, man. But it's all good now.
Josh Jones joining us again. That's a really honest response. That is hard. That's got to be hard. In the meantime, though, the Cards, you know, it's hard for you and your family and those who care about you, but the Cards, man, they're pumped and they're literally praying that you're still going to be there because they had you 21st ranked on their board overall. What's it like when you finally get that news and realize you're going to a program and a team like that?
Man, it was like, you know, a weight lifted off your shoulders. You know, all the work you've been putting in, you know, in the draft process, all the team meetings, all the Zoom calls we were doing, you know, it was just a big relief. And, you know, I was happy for me. I was happy for my family. But, you know, this is only for beginning for me.
So, Josh, what's your mindset now? I mean, you're going to be no matter what, you're going to be motivated because that's who you are. But when you go through something like that and you have teams pass on you, how much more motivated will you be? How much more driven will you be to make sure they all know they made a mistake?
Man, each and every time I step out on the field, you know, I want to show people that, you know, they were wrong, you know, for passing on me, you know, make them, you know, regret it. But, you know, that's just another chip on my shoulder. I'm still go out there and work hard no matter that fact. But it's just another chip on my shoulder, another, you know, fuel to my fire for me to, you know, be the best player I can be.
Josh Jones joining me for a few more moments. And then it's always about fit. You're going to a team where Cliff Kingsbury is the coach. He recruited you out of high school. Brandon Jones was with him at Texas Tech. So how familiar are you with the scheme and the verbiage, and how helpful do you think that'll be?
So this past year, actually, we ran kind of a lot of the same stuff, you know, actually being able to look at the, you know, the playbook now. We actually ran a lot of the same stuff. So I'm not varying too much from what I was doing this past year in college. So, you know, I'm able to, you know, use those tools that I was able to use this past year to go out there and, you know, perform at a high level in for the Cardinals.
Right, so really quick, to that point, at Houston, you block for Greg Ward Jr. and De'Ara King. What kind of thoughts do you have about blocking for Kyler Murray, and how much does that fire you up?
Man, it fires me up just because, you know, the type of player he is. You know, I've been blocking for, you know, kind of the same, you know, type of player with, like you said, Greg Ward and De'Ara King. So I kind of know what to expect. But, you know, I'm just happy to get up there with, you know, just such a winner, you know, being from Texas and being – you know, being from Texas, he's like a legend down there. Just the stuff he did in, you know, in high school, even in college, man. And just be able to play with such a great player, you know, I'm happy to be on the same field as him.
He was an all-conference player at Houston. He was the Outland Trophy watchlister. He allowed only one sack last season and ends up in a great spot. Josh Jones, my guest. Josh, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much for doing that, and I hope we can do it again during the season.
Yes, sir. No, thank you, Jim, for having me on. It was really fun, man. I appreciate it.
That was fun. I appreciate you. Good job. Really well done. Josh Jones, they got themselves a player. I love that pick.